Australia, official warns, life for the unvaccinated will be very difficult indefinitely. By Paul Bois on September 28, 2021. Unvaccinated residents of Sydney, Australia, will face social isolation and a difficult life should they continue to resist vaccination, says New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian. According to Reuters, Berejiklian told reporters on Tuesday that the unvaccinated will face a great deal of difficulty when stay-at-home orders cease this coming December, from social activities to simple employment. A lot of businesses have said they will not accept anyone who is unvaccinated, Berejiklian told 7 News on Tuesday. Life for the unvaccinated will be very difficult indefinitely. Sydney has promised to ease lockdown measures on vaccinated residents between October 11 and December 1. Pubs, cafes, gyms and hairdressers will reopen to fully vaccinated people on October 11 in New South Wales, home to Sydney, and more curbs will be eased once 80% of its adult population becomes fully vaccinated, expected by the end of October, noted Reuters. As of Tuesday, coronavirus cases topped 100,000 while the current vaccination rate in Australia remains at 52%. Australian leaders have said vaccination rates will have to top 80% in order for the country to fully reopen. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt urged people to get vaccinated to save their lives. The strongest possible reason to be vaccinated is to save your life, Hunt said. Berejiklian's warning that unvaccinated people will face social isolation and a difficult life comes as the Australian government has strictly enforced its coronavirus policies, to the point of police arresting people on the street for not wearing a mask, as several viral videos have shown. On Thursday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis flatly stated that Australia can no longer be considered a free country due to its insistence on continuing a military-style lockdown that regulates people to the point of monitoring their alcohol consumption. You know, you guys, look what's going on in Australia right now. You know, they're enforcing, after a year and a half, they're still enforcing lockdowns by the military, DeSantis said at the International Boat Builders Exhibition and Conference in Tampa. That's not a free country. It's not a free country at all. In fact, I mean, I wonder why we would still have the same diplomatic relations when they're doing that. Is Australia freer than China, communist China, right now? I don't know, he chillingly added.